Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. From setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Would you like it if your significant other, whoever you're dating, married to, whatever, openly bragged about how good they were at flirting with their crushes? I don't think I would.
With their crushes?
With the current ones that they have?
Crushes in air quotes.
Okay. I was going to say, if this is like my wife and I were shopping for a car or something, and she was like, hey, I bet I can get us like $3,000 off if I flirt with him. I'd be like, hell yeah, do it.
Yeah,
really?
Go for it. Yeah.
What if she was really like going for it?
And what if he was handsome?
Yeah.
Like your car dealer is John Hamm.
Yeah.
John. Who we all know is packing pipe.
Right. Yeah. All right. I think it depends. Obviously depends on the kind of car.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, Steve.
MSRP.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I mean,
what I'm actually paying.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I hear you on these.
Now, Annette would never do this. Mm-hmm. But let's say her flirting went so far as to like scoot your chair over onto his side of the desk and go, let me take a good look at those numbers.
That is insane to think.
And then she like put her hand on his thigh and go, wow, is that a calculator?
Yeah.
Mr. Ham?
Again,
and you'd still be sitting there thinking about,
what kind of car
are
we getting?
This Subaru's worth it.
All right, what's the price of the car? What's the window sticker say?
Oh, base model's probably like $40,000, but all the options bring it up to $130,000.
But okay. What if she does all that and only gets $300 off?
No.
Or like free upgraded floor mats?
Nope, not worth it.
Just in case Kayla's listening, I'd pay an extra $500 to have you tell me you think he's ugly. Even if I know it's a lie.
To his
face. You like John Hamm.
Your emotions are starting to affect your finances.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Not
we can save $5,000. We can save $5,000. Well, if we can save $100 a month off that payment, I'm in.
Like, how far does she get to go? Like, over the pants dry rub or what?
That's not flirting.
No. Now it's
assault. Man.
That's so far from flirting.
Yeah. I don't know.
And so
big
I have
pervert.
Flirted with so many people. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, listen to this. This woman writes, I've always been excellent at crushes. This is a weird thing to say.
Excellent at crushes.
It started in high school when the only thing that helped me get through those boring, miserable years was a lust-driven obsession with my English teacher, who was married. I memorized his timetable and every day engineered accidental sightings of him to put me in a position to flirt with him.
Oh boy, don't stand so close to me.
He was experienced enough to avert his eyes when I sat in the front row and unbuttoned my blouse a bit.
God.
Okay, so she was also just a little temptress.
He was also kind enough to throw in a once in a while smile and a wink my way, which allowed me to keep the fantasy going.
A man wrote this.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened. I didn't really want it to. I just loved the thrill of flirting and being obsessed with a crush. And I still am. I've kind of perfected the art. I'm married, I'm a mom, and flirting, especially with unavailable married guys, are what keeps me happy and confident.
Yeah,
I love it.
We have a term for that. It's a D-tease. That's what it is.
I mean, it does sort of apply. It says, a crush makes life more fun and interesting. I look forward to it. It reminds me that I'm a woman, not just a mom. And I do it all the time. Delivery guys, retail workers, a waiter at a restaurant, love it. I pick out one guy and make him the target for a couple weeks, then I move on to another. Nothing ever happens. I don't want it to. I love my husband, but I just want to have a crush and flirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not great, though.
No, it's...
My husband doesn't know I do it, but my friends do, and they say I am flirting, but with disaster. They tell me it's only a matter of time before I...
Oh, my God. That's
that Molly Hatchet?
That's a great movie title for like a Hallmark movie or something, like Flirting, with Disaster.
See, I think it would be like a porn spoof of 2012 or whatever terrible movie was.
Yeah, could be.
She says, the friends say it's only a matter of time before I lead a guy on too far or I actually start to develop feelings. But it never has happened, and I love it. It makes for great fantasies, and there's no harm in what I'm doing.
I think especially when you're married and you have kids, whether you're mom or dad, I think it's nice to know that, like, someone still finds you attractive outside of being a parent and a partner.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's true.
There is something, like, you hear it all the time when people are like, oh, you want to check my license? Dang, I got three kids. This makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That type of flirting, I think, as long as it causes zero insecurities in your relationship, totally fine.
That's a different level.
I am all about complimenting a hot mom. I'm like, dang, girl, you look good.
Yeah.
Or look at you hustling over there. I love that.
But that's different. You've made her feel good. She wasn't soliciting for it.
Right.
There's a big difference.
That's where you're flirting with danger.
Because there were times, like, even when I was married, where, you know, when Carrie would come home or whatever and go, and she would say, I had a guy flirt with me today. And I go, good for you.
Yeah. Right.
Because she didn't do it.
But
he did it.
Right.
And, like, you know, if I get a compliment, there's a big difference in going out and going, you know, like, trying to actively flirt with a person versus they kind of flirt with you a little bit. And you go, oh.
And not just flirting in happenstance, choosing someone and targeting them for a few weeks.
Like developing a crush.
Yeah, that's a weird.
That's not flirting.
If that was a guy, that's like that's bordering on stalker.
Yeah, and also if this were roles reversed and her husband was doing this and targeting a woman in the office for 3 weeks or targeting that girl at the wherever for a few weeks, his wife would probably be like, yeah, that's not just flirting. It's kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a weird double standard there, but it's also, to me, it's not acceptable because that would make me feel insecure. If they came home and told me, like your ex did, Hot Wings, and said, hey, somebody flirted with me today or gave me a compliment.
Yeah, then I say, damn right they did.
You know, I'm going to such and such place today, and if I flirt with the lady who works there, she'll give me a little discount. I'd be like, go on, babe, let's get that 15% off, whatever.
I would say to this woman, if she were my friend, if you think it's so good and it's no big deal, tell your husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're hiding it.
That's where
if you're hiding it, it's probably not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she likes the thrill.
This text.
Just like a cheater.
If her husband doesn't remind her she's a woman once in a while, then he isn't doing it right, and this is what he gets.
No, he might be, though. She likes the thrill.
We don't know that part of the story.
Yeah,
she
also
likes
said,
the
I love
thrill
my husband.
Of having crushes.
A lot of people saying this. Well, this lady sounds just like my ex. 100% guaranteed she'll start slutting around anytime soon. Suppose that's possible.
Yeah.
Don't know your ex. Not calling her a slut.
And maybe she doesn't realize how hurtful it is. It would be hurtful if he did it to her, and then she'd be like, oh, yeah, that type of flirting is inappropriate. Maybe she really doesn't think it's that big of a deal because nothing has happened. But the partner and on the other side of it, that becomes it hasn't happened yet.
I think the secret's kept.
If I went back to a restaurant or a bar or someplace because I thought the waitress was hot and I was flirting with her, I'd feel like I had dabbled with cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough that I'd feel guilty.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're married and then you're specifically like targeting a person to flirt with to see if they can flirt back with you and you're going there all the time for a few weeks.
making up reasons
that
to go there.
That makes you a creep.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.